I wake up in the morning, I piss excellent.
Telly, Aguero!
Close! He's got it!
On how it was going.
It was boxing the bleeding head off him.
Oh, rebound box. Back out to Allen. His three-pointer.
Marshall skips away. Marshall's still going.
English are half length in front. Can he do it? Chautauqua. He's flying. Yes. There's history.
Muchas gracias, afición. Este para vosotros.
You didn't watch the West Indies test.
Well, not the second one. I did not. The one we lost.
The second one was good. It was actually a contest.
I only watched the last session.
I watched the battering in the first one and just said, there's no point watching the next one.
That was as far from test cricket as you can get that first test.
Yeah.
It was a two-day pummeling.
That's why I didn't bother watching this second test.
It was like you'd played my cricket 24 and your bowler just comes out and takes 7 for 11.
Because you're playing on rookie.
You're playing on, no, easiest. You turn all the sliders down too, so your ball turns like 100 degrees. And your bowler is mad. You feel like Warnie. I wonder how he must have felt when he actually played.
When he was tweaking and shaking.
Yeah, bowling flippers, gatting balls.
Through people's legs. Just walking away going, I meant that.
Fuck, that's been like nearly 2 years, eh, since Warnie's.
Yeah, tired
this quick. Year, is it?
Fuck, that's nuts.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Hunter was telling me that he remembers the day that Jaden woke him up and told him that Shane Warne died at like 5 o'clock in the morning before he went to work.
If I was getting any like devastating news, he's the last person I'd want to hear from about.
Because he probably would have sounded excited because he had something.
Yeah,
Hunter, I've got to tell you something. What?
Can't Shane Warne died. I can't believe it.
Cunt, it's 6, it's 5 o'clock in the morning, fuck off.
Go back to bed, cuz.
It's like when Kobe died, like, that's been 4 years.
Yeah, Kobe's been 4 years, yeah.
I remember it was after Australia, I was hungover as, and I woke up and I was like, looking at him going, this is fake. Hunter, I think Hunter sent it in the group chat.
Yeah, I saw it the other day, and it was like 4 years, like, thinking, fuck, that's gone so quick.
Mm. Time flies when you're having fun. Mm. Speaking of what's gone quick, since our last podcast, 2 months.
Been a while. Yes. I didn't realise it'd been 2 months.
There was one
in between. We made a Christmas special, but someone had to come on the podcast and ruin it.
Yeah.
Not going to mention any names, but loves Christmas. So, there you go.
He loves Christmas.
I was thinking about it the other day, actually, the movie that he said was the best movie of all time. I was like, I've never seen that movie.
Was it again?
The Scrooges, wasn't it?
No, it was a Miracle on fucking...
Oh, Miracle on
37th Street or something. Fuck,
it's like black and white. And it's like stop motion. Like, you know how old Charlie Chaplin movies used to be? How, like, he'd just do, like, kind of random dance moves and then it'd have wording up next to, like, a slideshow?
Yeah.
That's what it was like.
Yeah, God.
But for the listeners out there, boys, how have you been?
Been good. We've been
relaxing.
Had a bit of time off. Back to work now. But the time off period was good. I got to... What did I do over the time? I didn't do too much, but I had Sophie come up and visit, so that was nice.
Drank. That's all I'd done over the whole holiday period. God.
We went down to the Pink Day as well.
I didn't get to go.
That was probably one of the best days of Test cricket all time that people are saying...
Yeah, especially those that were there.
Yeah, people that were there were especially saying it. Some petrol guzzler just drove past the studio.
put it this way, that one day of Test cricket turned Brooke into a cricket watcher.
That was the mad part about it. It was like the next day when she's like, you going to watch the cricket or what? Like,
yeah, she got shits at me when I wasn't out there watching it with her because I was on PlayStation with Jack playing 2K.
Doing adult stuff, you know. playing 2K.
Kicking his ass.
I don't think that's how it went. That's how I remember the proceedings.
How about yours, Jack? You... Obviously, the Pink Day, but you...
Pink Day, that was the end of the holiday.
You went away for New Year's, didn't you?
No, I went to Mumbo Jumbo's on New Year's. Right. Saw a friend of the channel, Jan Toje, play. Then New Year's Day, went down to Watson's Bay in Vaucluse. Don't go there ever again. $18 a drink.
Jesus. Yeah. That's to be expected in Vaucluse. That place is fucking expensive as.
You need to be made of money to live down there.
Oh, 100%. It's the richest area in Sydney.
You can almost get a 4-pack of cruises for that.
For $18, you could probably get
a 4-pack of cruises for that.
You could nearly buy a 6-pack for that.
Yeah, probably get a 6-pack of beer or something like that for that kind of amount.
Mid-strength beer.
$18. I know why I said cruises. This is the first thing to come to my head.
Do you want one, DL?
Not really.
He's keen on the lolly waters.
Corey's on the lolly waters. How good were those 10-pack cruises you used to get? Oh, put them in a couple of double blacks for priests.
I don't reckon I could have more than two now. where I'd...
I like, it's like Canadian Club with me. I have like one Canadian Club. I'm like,
yeah, and then you get bloated.
I used to buy jugs.
Yeah.
I'd get three jugs and watch the footy and just be like, arr.
Now times have changed.
Bolo.
Now times have changed. Now we're sober.
Yes.
That's right, yes.
We're sober.
You boys are on the 75 hard challenge.
Yep, just day 17.
Day 17, 70, just clocked it 75. Up.
Keep so almost a third of the way through. How are we feeling?
Pretty good. I had a lot of Brockman in me this morning.
Yeah, read it up at 10 past 4 in the morning.
I've been reading it. I didn't have to finish Ned Brockman's book. I had, a lot of that got me up. I was lying there and I was like, fuck, I've got to go to work.
What would Ned do? Is that what you're thinking?
And I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to get up. This cunt would have done it, so I'll do it too.
Yeah, he's like actually mentally deranged, but like,
yeah, 4 o'clock is way too early, Rito.
He's like Dave Goggins. Nah.
Yeah, no, like I was reading the part where him and Goggins are like had a meeting as well, and they're like they had like a sit down dinner, and there was like 20 people there, and the two of them were just like vibing.
Yeah, they probably would have had like a push up contest in between. Probably nailed out 1,000 push ups between the two of them. What's that, pussy?
Stay hard,
stay hard, motherfucker. Nah, yeah, it's been going okay. I reckon it's been going fine. It's been pretty easy. Last weekend was hard. Australia Day, long weekend, or Invasion Day, if you want to call it that.
The first Australia Day, long weekend that I
have not drank.
Haven't drunk since
probably like 18. Yeah. So, yeah, it was just different. We went to the movies on Friday night, something.
Hottest 100 was the day. I was like,
That was the day.
That was more like when I was sitting there at home listening to it while I was like cooking or something. I was like, fuck.
I want a beer.
usually we'd be drinking right now. I wasn't like, I didn't want one, but I was just thinking like past years and like Hottest 100 parties, and it was like,
yeah.
Shit, I don't know why we listen to Hottest 100 anymore. It's the worst thing on the planet.
Yeah, it was
the music is horrible.
What, didn't you like Doja Cat Paint the Town Red?
Because I was away camping, we didn't listen to the whole thing, but we turned on with song 7 and it sounded like a funeral.
Is that Billie Eilish?
Oh, yeah, that's why.
Hot garbage.
I listened from the early ones because we were at the gym. And yeah.
I was listening to it at the gym as well.
But they weren't very great, so I stopped listening to like the 50s and then I came back into it.
I knew two songs in the whole top 50.
Yeah, there wasn't many.
One was like that Water song.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I don't even, I probably don't know the title of the other one, I just heard it before, probably a FIFA song.
Yeah,
that's literally like they always sneak one of them in.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just that's what I said. Are we just getting older? Is the music just getting shit up?
I think it was just there was a lack. There was a lack of voting this year as well.
Yeah, there was only like 2 million voters.
2.3 million voters.
That's nothing.
Considering, like, I reckon it peaked in like 2019.
Yeah, humble.
2018.
Be humble
for us.
No, just for in us. General.
No, what about Powderfinger in 2004?
Yeah, but for voting wise.
Oh. Oh.
Like, how the fuck did G Flip get 9 songs in there? The number 2 song, I'd never heard a song in my life.
I'm pretty sure they said G Flip's whole album was in there.
Man, she's a plant. She's a Triple J plant. They've put her in there. Just let's have her in there. We need to get some new Aussie talent because that was terrible.
Well, there was. I can't remember.
Fisher, Dom Dolla, they were in there.
I thought Dom Dolla deserved to win.
Yes,
I don't know. I think it was just the way the voting went this year.
Yeah, who knows?
Just wasn't
meant to be. Just not the way the cookie crumbled, eh?
If you look at it every year, you're pretty much disappointed every year with who wins. Nobody's ever happy.
I never know the music in it. I don't listen to Triple J.
Nobody's ever happy about it. Like, I saw people posting and they were like, oh, a bunch of 16-year-old girls fucking voted in Doja Cat to win and that's why. And everyone else is having a cry about it.
I'm surprised they haven't, like, Spotify haven't got onto it or something like that and just done it. Yeah, through streams, own. But I guess you're right in what you're saying. It'd be all like fucking.
It'd be like Taylor Swift,
Korean music, and
Taylor Swift and Korean music.
And Mumbai's best.
Yeah,
so or whatever.
A bit of the pan flute,
the Rajidabras,
a bit of the pan flute, the snake charmer.
Yeah,
me. Remember that one you had on your iPhone, like in year 8?
That's not even a bad song. It was
a very good bad boy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's not a very good. No, I know the one you're talking about. I'm trying to remember. I think it's like fucking Eric Pirates.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, fuck.
Who sings? Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah. This is an all-time classic house tune.
And Corey's
just slagging it off.
Oh. Oh, I hope the Indian
contingent Indian, love that kind Indian of listeners. At least they're being their music's being compared to Eric Pirates.
Yeah.
Pirates or I think it's Pirates.
Pirates.
I've no idea you're talking
Pirates about. Sounds pretty
Who official. Was the DJ you tried to fight at Woody's that night?
I didn't try.
We don't sleep till the sun goes down. That guy that sings that song.
I think I told him to get fucked.
Pretty sure he went up and said, "I'll knock you out, cunt."
Pretty sure.
I think, huh?
What about the other week we were there? The state you boys were in. That was.
We don't talk about that. That's a long time gone now.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Is that what pushed you towards the 75 hard challenge?
No, I knew I was going to do it that weekend. I just kind of went around and started just getting everyone aside, you know, pulling them aside, hey, because it's going to make it easier. It has made it heaps easier, but imagine if you had someone like Hunter every weekend, every day, sitting there going, we're watching the movie, right, and they were drinking beers in it, and Hunter's going, it's a sign, boys.
And he kept trying to give me his food that he bought into the movie. He goes, oh, no, this is healthy for you.
Yeah,
he's like, I'll have some pods. I was like, I'm not having fucking pods. I don't want to die.
I mean, we, like, got the calories, like 1,200 calories in the back of the pods that he had. So
thanks for the invite, by the way, boys.
You were away, mate. I already asked you. You came the first time that we tried to go there.
You can't, yeah, the day.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So, you got your invite, but delayed.
Well, like, no, like pre.
You got invited to the first showing, the first screening. Cancelled.
Aaron told to go home.
We can't talk about what happened with that matter, but. that's before the courts, but. Yeah. God, what a. I'll tell you one thing, that house has got more drama than the block, but.
100%.
Literally. I feel like Scotty Cam when I go around there. It's like you got like Tim and Tom, the power plot men, and then Shelley Craft, and then just me in the middle with me dog and me durries.
Me dog and me durries.
Supposedly, it's like Scotty Cam smokes a pack of that.
You take Charlie over there. I reckon he would. You take Charlie over there.
Nah, just grab Archie.
Oh.
And then the cat, whatever the name's, cat name.
I still have not seen the cat.
Corey saw it.
I've no idea what its name is.
When we're watching the Royal Rumble.
What do you call it?
Huh? Jemima.
No, Whiskers or something.
Nah, stupid. Sylvester.
Sylvester.
Did he just put it in like a name randomizer or something like
no,
that?
No, there's a brand of cat food called Sylvester's. I know that.
What, they looked at the cat? It's like,
I think that the cat from the Tweety Bird cat's called Sylvester, I think.
Yeah, I think it is actually.
Sylvester, I think it's a cat. I think it's a common cat name. It's just a bit rogue.
It's like a lady I used to work with. She was like 6 months. She was like talking about this bloke named Darren, and I was like, oh yeah, like I don't care. She's like, oh, Darren was really restless last night. He was jumping all over the lounge. And so, mind you, I was like 17, like I was a bit naive. I'm going, fuck. And I go to my uncle, I was like, she got like an autistic son or something like that, or like a partner. She goes, oh, he goes, no, no. And then she was like talking about, oh yeah, he's just been off his food, he's not eating. And I said, oh, what are you feeding him? Like Maccas and stuff? And she's like, no, like cat food. And it was a cat this whole time. Like,
Darren the cat.
Who names a cat Darren?
Well, clearly a lot of people do.
Clearly one person that I've met in my bountiful lifetime of 25 years.
So. Yeah, that's a person's name. There's names that you can call an animal, and there's names you call people.
Yeah, well, you can't call
Darren's them. Definitely it's a person.
You don't call your dog Craig.
No, you don't.
Oh, I reckon
it would be people. That's pretty rogue.
No, it'd be American. Come here, Craig. Craig.
The Rottweiler.
What about Glenn? Call your dog Glenn.
I bet it's hard, but like, what are you going to call your own? Like, what are you going to call it if you like
Brick?
I think there's some names that work for both, and some names that definitely don't. Like Darren's a very that's a person.
Speaking of dogs.
No, Charles is yeah, Charlie. Charles.
Yeah.
It's a person's name.
It's royalty.
But it kind of works. I don't know.
What do you mean it's not a dog? What is it then?
It's royalty in this house. It sits above Jack on the pecking order.
It does, eh? I sit below the toilet in this pecking order. Mind you, I clear this area every time, you know. Be gone, peasants.
No, it did take a while.
Jackson's an exterminator. He gets rid of all the wasps.
Okay.
I come over here for a swim in his pool, and there's just wasps galore, and he has to get the water pistol out and kill them all.
I make them drown and suffer.
So, speaking of wasps, I've seen them everywhere since I've came here and seen heaps at your house. I've noticed they're fucking everywhere.
You should get a tattoo of it.
Like, you should have seen the one I saw when I was at work the other day. It was like...
Was it a hornet?
A good, like... It would have been, like, good, nearly fucking...
You had your fingers out like that, and I went
to do it, and I was like, no one's going to understand.
Because was that a six-inch wasp?
No, it was, like, good, like, 10 centimetres. It was pretty big.
A good 10 centimetres.
It was fucking huge. It had like, it was skinny as butt, and it just had like a massive stinger on the back of it. And I was like,
it's probably malnourished looking for blood.
I was like digging stuff at work at my boss's house, so I just took the shovel to it and gave it a pounding.
You knocked it out. That could have been a rare prehistoric creature.
I didn't knock it more times than the rock hit Mick Foley, if that's your chair.
Yeah, I did. because it kept moving. Yeah. It kept moving. Yeah. I was hitting it and it kept moving.
It was
probably
twitching.
How the fuck is this thing still moving? So then I had to turn the shovel the other way and I cut it off. Cut it in half.
Fuck.
Metal roofers, man.
Yeah, metal roofers. Savages.
I don't know what's
going on. Then he got his tin snips out and cut his stinger off.
I cut its wings off one by one.
You sick
freak. I used to do that to flies in class or in school.
What, pull their legs off?
Yeah, pull their fucking wings off and then just let them crawl around.
Shouldn't they grow back?
Yeah, that's a sign of a serial killer.
Do they actually grow back? Is it actually?
They're insects.
Yeah. Is it actually?
Yeah.
Insects animal have abuse. Like, they have like exos, animal abuse. They've got their exoshell things, don't
what
they?
What would you call it?
It's not animal abuse. Animal? Do you consider...
It's a pest.
Investigating.
If you went animals and you go, okay, fly... That's not a...
They're pests.
Yeah, but it's a gateway to cats.
No, the gateway is like...
I only punch my dog in the head when it doesn't shut up, right? So...
All right, Jaden.
That's why he's so loyal. That was fucked the other night when his dog was up on the table. Oh, he's like,
yeah, my dog behaves so well. I had to get him... I got him to sniff. I listened to you and he behaves himself now. Fucking dog standing on the table while he's eating dinner.
What is going on? Get off!
This is not yours. This is my food.
Why he's eating out of like a fucking bluey?
He's
bowl.
Eating out of a container. Just a Tupperware container. Yeah.
What a pig, man!
It's chicken and rice. It's gruel.
But yes, while we've been absent, there's been a lot of sport that we've missed. Touched on the summer of cricket. Pakistan were
better than I expected.
Yeah, the second test
was
Boxing
a good
Day test was good.
Yeah,
it was competitive.
It was. And then the West Indies, well, the first game we touched on was fucking abysmal. And then the second game, but Shahir Joseph is a weapon.
What a guy.
Mm.
What a freak. Luke tried to tell me he's from Ghana.
Yeah, Luke was saying he's from
India and then he walks.
No, he was from, Guyana. Yeah, it's an island in the West Indies, which is like, it's in the middle of. Yeah. Nowhere. It's a tiny little island.
In the Caribbean.
They only got the internet last year. They were watching on black. They only have black and white TV over there, apparently. That's what they were saying on commentary. Well, actually, that might have been on the news.
Got the news, like, they just...
I don't watch the news.
They just accentuate shit.
Well, I put it on over morning while I'm eating breakfast. I'm having a coffee.
When you watch Al Jazeera, but...
No, I wake up with sunrise.
Oh, wait, oh, you wake up with Koshy.
No, it's not good. Sherbo. Matt Sherbo.
Yeah, because Koshy was on fucking Epstein's Island. Seriously, he was on the flight logs.
Yeah, actually, he was on the flight logs. No.
Serious?
I saw the list. He was on the flight logs.
David Koch.
Yeah, but so was Mikel Arteta and
Callum Hudson-Odoi
when he was like 18 months old.
So, still there. Maybe.
Sick pig.
The Hawking one's still just nuts.
No, well, from what I heard from Rogan, he is a sick freak. Yeah. Well, he was a sick freak.
Come here, baby. I don't know.
Apparently, yeah, he was a guy that used to get down and dirty, Stephen Hawking.
Really?
Because he couldn't, like, move, but, like, he felt everything.
So yeah, he was still conscious. Have you watched the movie? Yeah.
No, I haven't, but I'm just going off the Rogan podcast I was listening to the other week, last week. And
who was saying that? Bobby Lee?
I think it was Bobby Lee, actually.
I think it was
No,
Bobby
it was
Lee.
It was Joe saying it, but Bobby was asking him about it. Because no, I met him. He was a freak.
He tried to grab me.
He participated in plenty of orgies. That's what I got told. But plenty of his friends. He's a sick guy.
Maybe.
Like if you well, he's that smart.
How did we get the Stephen Hawking orgies from the cricket?
Well, I was about to go into Vince McMahon. That's why my surgery was about to drive into that.
I was like thinking
I was going to keep going down that track.
How do we go from the cricket to orgy with Stephen Hawking?
Well, you were talking about David Koch and Epstein's Island.
Rita was talking about how he wakes up with sunrise.
Yeah, right.
And then David Koch was on Epstein's flight logs. Then Stephen Hawking, probably the most out there one on the list, is there.
Oprah's on the list, wasn't she?
Yeah, she's got. I get that vibe from her.
There were rapists. Like, who's the person? Ellen. Who's the person I saw? I think no, it was on podcast. Somebody's name was on it, and they said, "Yeah, I was on the plane." But like,
Chris Rock.
Chris Rock. Yeah, it was Chris Rock.
It was a flight, but
he was on a diplomatic flight for to go into Africa or something, and he was like on the flight log. So I think, like I was saying to you, I was like, "Oh, I reckon they've just made this flight log, not told everyone what's going on." And then taking the people that want to go there and do whatever fucked up shit they did there.
Yeah, the nasty
And then they
stuff.
Have all the other people's names on that list as well to kind of make it a bit more normalised.
Yeah, that's probably it's probably the filth
to try and like,
in the weaves. Yeah. The fisher in the seaweed kind of thing.
Yeah.
What else are you going to talk about? Vince McMahon. Holy
well, I was
shit.
About to go to that.
I still haven't even seen this.
Oh, well, that's what I heard. That's what I read today. Apparently, during the stuff he was doing with her and someone else, he shat.
Yeah, I
on
saw
her
I heard about that, but I haven't seen
yeah. He was just
he used to defecate on her.
Mid three-way, decided to start defecating on her.
He must be a...
And I saw that apparently the reason Shane keeps leaving the company is because he keeps trying to stop Vince from doing fucked up shit like that, and he keeps inviting him to do shit like that, and he keeps trying to put a stop to it. So that's why Shane keeps leaving the company, because he doesn't put up with Vince's
let
shit.
Let me shit on my son, Shane. Let me shit
Come
on
her.
Shane. Shane, let me shit on her. Get your dog, get your sister here.
The only thing I saw on it was that...
Oh, the text messages were something out of...
I haven't seen them.
That was straight out of Braz's house.
That was a straight up porno. We were coming home from the movies, and I'm like, have you seen these text messages? I'm reading them out loud, and I could not help but piss myself laughing.
The funniest part about it was when I was reading them, I'm reading this in my head as Vince McMahon's voice. That's the hard part. That's just you, Janelle. You love it, you dirty bitch.
Yeah, but apparently, there's a lot going on with that.
Supposedly, it's already been to court. Like, it's already been...
Well, they made us sign NDAs.
Isn't that why he left the first time?
So, they made us sign an NDA about it, and then said that they'd pay her out $8 million. She paid her out $2 million, stopped paying her, and said, I'm not giving you any more money. So, she said, all right, I'll break the NDA and take it to court and make you pay my money. So she's like, I don't give a fuck if
He's
it goes
like
out.
He's worth like
because-
$2.5 billion. Like, what's $2 million to a billionaire, Corey? Mm. You're a doctor. That's all
like,
you know.
It's like not even buying a coffee.
Yeah, it's like, that's literally buying a coffee for a billion.
So, yeah, he's brought this upon himself because he wanted to be cheap.
Fucking good old dirty Vince.
He's a sick, sick man.
I saw that when he was trying to get...
But, like, you could see how fucking sick he was if you go back and watch what he was doing. Well, the storylines he'd write himself into.
Durag Vince is wild.
Oh, I was watching that the other day. That was funny. But, like, all the ones he'd put himself in with the girls, the females, and you get, like,
Tori Wilson
to be, like, in his...
Trish Stratus,
yeah. And then, like, he'd just have them all the time in his room, like, under his arms and shit. Like, kind of like Ric Flair type vibes.
Woo!
And he was a sicko, too.
Rick's not a sicko. Rick just likes a drink and likes to party.
Limousine riding.
Yeah.
Jet stealing.
Wheeling, dealing. Son of a gun. Oldest ride, longest line. Ric Flair that we're talking about here.
The difference between Ric Flair and Vince is I think Ric Flair is a lot more consensual than Vince forcing himself upon this poor woman.
Yeah. I don't know if we can really talk about it on you know, streaming platforms like that. Because it's quite disgusting, quite disturbing.
It is. Not very nice at all.
If you want to look at it.
I'm not going to read the text messages, fuck no. But if you want to, look them up.
Look him up.
And you can decide for yourself how sick this man is.
Yeah. Twisted individual.
But yeah. In other WWE news, they did well on the weekend.
Did they?
I thought the men's one was a bit flat.
The men's one was a bit flat, but like the way that they cross-branded and did that was...
The chicks one. God damn.
The chicks...
They're like, athletes, man.
They had like the Forbidden Door type shit. Like that was good.
Yeah, with the TNA. That was cool.
It shows that in the future that they'll be able to do more stuff like that.
Who's in TNA that's a male that's...
Well, Dolph Ziggler just joined there. That Mustafa Ali, they sacked, has gone over there.
So all the blokes that they sacked are all working
pretty
for
much. Him. It's the same as AEW. It's all people they've sacked.
Yeah, true.
But, like, you know, you might get Chris Jericho back one day.
Break the walls down.
He would break the walls down.
Y2J. The big Jerry show's back now. Jerry show's back.
Yeah, he's big. He's big now.
AEW gives me fucking 2009, 2010 WWE vibes. To be honest,
Hold on, 2008, 2009 WWE. That was like prime time WWE.
Nah, that was terrible.
I like that. That was back. That was the good days.
It was terrible.
It was good old days. You know, the Hardy. You had Jeff Hardy, Edge, and Triple
See,
H.
You young kids don't understand what I got to watch back in the day. You know, you had the young Brock Lesnar, the young John Cena, the young Whippersnappers. You know, SmackDown, Here Comes the Pain kind of stuff. You know.
Yeah.
The Rock was still around.
For like 2 minutes.
The Stone Cold?
For like 2 minutes.
Ric Flair? Evolution?
He's still around.
Ric Flair got retired in 2008.
Ric Flair comes out of retirement every fucking year.
Those kind of years of WWE actually got it. It's more like 2011, 2012.
2011, 2012. Yeah, that's when it started to go.
And Ryback.
Yes, Ryback. Feed me more.
Feed me more.
Shut your mouth.
Did have a good, I liked Alberto Del Rio's theme song.
Well, he's just joined TNA.
Yeah, he'll never be allowed in WWE.
Never again.
After what he done. He's like Vince level kind of shit. Yeah, he's a naughty boy too.
Is he?
Yeah, well, they do get up to some rogue stuff in the WWE. Like
Paige. It's like Luke the other day. Oh, yeah.
Paige's one, that was bad. That was like the first one that came out.
Yeah, that was like
That was at Xavier Woods. He's still with WWE.
That was like when all the iPhone leaks.
Yeah.
People was getting all their iPhone.
Xavier Woods still works for WWE after all that.
Yeah. He was involved, but like, how do you think he felt about it? How do you think about he felt about his weenus getting shown out on,
he wouldn't feel good on the internet? All. He
probably didn't care. Probably quite enjoyed it. But yes, now it is 2024. Last time we were here, it was 2023. Pretty much a whole summer ago.
Yeah. Yeah, it's February tomorrow.
It is too. Valentine's Day coming up, boys. You got anything for your significant others?
Well, I didn't celebrate Valentine's Day. I've been with her for 11 years.
What?
You know, attitude like that, you're going to lose her.
Valentine's Day's for new love.
I'm going down to see Sophie next week before Valentine's Day.
You taking a rose down there with some chocolates?
No, I'm not taking a rose down there because it's a two-hour train trip followed by an hour and a half.
The rose will be dead.
Yeah.
He'll look like the biggest suspect on the plane carrying a fucking rose.
Put it in his mouth. Put it in your bottle of water.
No, I'll just...
That'd look even more suspect. Imagine someone on a plane with an open bottle of water with a rose in it and then just walking around the airport.
Oh, I've seen weirder stuff, yeah.
Oh, did I tell you about the last time I was at the airport? The last time I was at the airport, some like police officer walked in with a fucking automatic, like semi-automatic, a massive gun and was just like walking around.
Did you ask to hold it?
No, yeah, like, she didn't come near me, but it was, like, it was a chick copper with this huge gun. I'm like, what the fuck?
You've never been to Bali, have you?
You've never been to Europe, have you?
No, well, I haven't.
Once you get off the plane in Bali, there's just all these little Barlows standing there with AK-47s. Like, oh, but shit.
Like, this is Sydney domestic airport. What the fuck was going on there?
Maybe you look a bit suspect. Maybe you need to shave that beard off, okay?
You never beard.
Yeah, that's a baby face.
Jared Hussain.
Some guy nearly shit. Some guy came down the escalators and thought he was going to get shot at. He looked over his shoulder at me after the police officer walked past him. He's shitting himself.
You should get a Texas right now. What's going on down there?
Oh, that's fucking... I was actually going to ask you, as the viewer, about what's going on in Texas. That movie that they're bringing out sounds a whole lot like a real true story.
It does. Have you seen what's happening?
No.
The government's, like, taking, like, everything over.
Yeah, so Texas
government.
Texas is saying they don't want to take any more refugees and stuff. And the government's saying, like, they've got to have, like, they're supposed to be keeping all these people in. And then Texas said they're not doing it, and they've put all their different rules. They're putting barbed wire on the border. Fucking border.
What?
And the government and Biden's administration said, you've got to take the barbed wire down. You can't do that. Like, it's barbaric. And they said they're not doing that. And now other states, like Florida.
Like, there's heaps of them. There's, like...
Yeah, 18 states are all banding with Texas sending their
like
military national guard into Texas to take care of it.
While the US government are sending down the,
you know, they've got they're sending people. They're about to send people.
Their over. Homeland Security.
Well, but they're going to send all their half the military to fucking Iraq after they just killed 8 of them or whatever they did.
Yeah, 3 of them.
God, they wear their tinfoil hats in America, don't they? They're all.
This looks full on like proper civil war.
Have a look at it when you get a free time. You get a free second.
It keeps coming up on my TikTok. I get like a new update every day.
It was like this like family of like they're from Venezuela. They like walked all the way out from Venezuela, or like trekked it all the way up.
They could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The 2-foot Ferrari, mate.
You can walk from Alaska down to the
North Havenbrook.
Yeah, North Havenbrook, all the way to Shelbyville. What's the bottom of Brazil? Is it Brazil? No.
Yeah, Brazil's not
Chile.
The bottom.
No.
Chile's
the lower. Bottom's like fucking
Argentina.
Yeah.
You can walk from Argentina all the way up to Alaska.
You're right. I thought there was a gap for some reason.
No, just goes to like the Mexican.
You just got
to
get through the Mexican desert.
Yeah. You just got to get past the cartels.
You got to get past the cartels.
And yeah. Don Pablo was on Abismo. Great show.
Knuckles. And then you got to get through America.
Yeah.
Which is just as bad these days.
In Canada, you know there's grizzlies up there.
Oh, yeah, there's communists in Canada.
Yeah, you know there's grizzlies up there. No, we wouldn't be able to do our podcast in Canada.
Yeah, we'd get cancelled.
We're extremely political in this podcast today, aren't we?
Well,
Corey, you got to be
catching up on all the issues that have happened.
We're just trying to inform you on everything that's been going on the past 2 months.
I need it because I feel like we're
your news.
We are.
You're my.
We're informing you and the world and what's going on. If they've been missing it,
if anyone's not been living under a rock, I think, Corey, do you know what's been happening in Israel?
I know what's happening there.
Yeah, we're not talking about that.
We've spoken about that on this podcast before because that was going on before we broke up.
We've just had 9-minute political hour with Jared and Jack, so...
Anyway, back to what you were saying, Jack. It's now 2024.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I completely forgot what I was going to say. I remember saying that. Rugby league's back.
Almost.
Almost.
Well, the trial matches are like 2 weeks away.
Yeah. After Australian Open, it's always like 2 weeks since trials.
Yeah.
So, boys, should we talk a bit about rugby league now that we can?
Yes. Let's talk about Godsport.
Godsport.
Before we get on another tangent, let's give some Corey some rugby league.
We'll give Corey some little rugby league, like, you know, like how... Like a little dose of it, you know? Like feed the little hamster a little bit of water, you know? Give him his little water hamsters eats.
His
little
food pellet.
Yeah, a little food pellet out of a little suckle out of the fucking milk bottle.
I feel like we're going down another tangent here.
We're not going down another tangent, okay?
Yeah, I don't know too much about guinea pigs and stuff.
Yeah.
And so the early news.
All kinds of Rhodesia.
All kinds of Rhodesia. Anyway.
So the early news I'm hearing about this year is that Manly premiers Tom Trbojevic, Dalyem, and Clive.
I haven't missed this for the past 2 months.
Wally Lewis medal winner.
Who?
Tom Trbojevic. It's the same thing he's been saying for two. He's been saying this since.
You know, Turbo misses on average 10 games a season since he's been in the NRL?
And he'll still win all those awards.
I don't think so. I think he sucks.
Oh, right.
No, when he plays for the Blues.
Him for Origin then.
No, I don't want him for Origin. We haven't had him in 3 years.
We haven't had him for two minutes. He's never lost.
Yeah, he did. He played that game one.
He was on the field for
He was on the field for 2 minutes before he did his shoulder. So, and it's his fault we lost.
You know who's never lost?
Jamie Cook's fault.
No, he's never lost.
Have better shoulders.
Luke Brooks. Never lost.
He's never played.
Exactly. So you got a winner coming to your team. So you got.
I like that.
Let's actually talk about transfers, actually, because I've made a little, you know, busy at work today, you know, got the old laptop out, and I thought, let's make a tier list. These are all the rage these days. The kids that used to be back in the day for me was Watch Mojo top 10s.
Oh, I've still liked those. They still go off.
They still put me to sleep at night, which is the perfect opportunity to watch them. So I've got a tier list here. So we've got the top of the food chain is game changer. So this person coming to this club, going to change the whole team.
Yeah.
Take them to that next level. Next one's immediate impact. They're an improvement on what they already have. Promising. Yeah. They look okay. They could be good. Fodder. Now, for people that don't know what fodder means, it's just, you know...
People there to make up numbers.
Yeah, just making up the numbers, really. And then flop.
Which is worse than that.
Which is just...
Taking away value.
Yeah, he's come here on big money and he fucking sucks. Kind of thing. That's how I put a flop. So... We'll start this off first. One of the biggest, probably, I'd say the biggest name of the offseason signings, Stephen Crichton to the Bulldogs. Where do you put Crichton going to the Bulldogs at, Corey?
I think I'd put him in the promising one because I don't think he's fodder, but he's not going to change the Bulldogs. The Bulldogs are still 5 forwards short of a good team.
That's an interesting take. Rita, what do you have?
I think he'll improve on what they've got, but the problem is the way that they've signed it just makes no sense. Like, he's a player that can pull them through the season, I think. You can, like, put him on his back and just say, come on, let's go.
See, I think he's someone that you get at the end of your seat. Like, when you... That's what I think the Bulldogs' problem has been the whole time. They've bought these players that you get when your team's ready to, like,
go. Like, you're finalising
your team. They've got no foundation.
Yeah.
Who's their halves? Matt Burton, he hasn't really done anything at 5'8 since he's gone to the Bulldogs.
No.
He'll still be the 5'8, so I have no idea the halfback's going to be.
The halfback...
Because Carl Olawapu is injured.
Yeah, and Toby Sexton will be the halfback.
Oh, yeah. Toby Sexton.
Cletus. Yeah, he does look like Cletus, I'm telling you. So, yeah, so we're going to put Crichton in promising.
Yeah.
I'll put him in promising. He's still good.
That's a product of the team he's going to. He's going to still play Origin.
He's
going to
be
a
good player. It's just...
Yeah, where he...
If...
How the Bulldogs go. How he goes in a shit team.
Yeah. He's never played in a team that hasn't been... Well, I guess his national team's not that great.
No.
But they did make the final last year, so...
True. So, yeah. Next one. Luke Brooks. Where do you have Luke Brooks, Corey?
Absolute now, game changer.
You're coming from, you've just signed him. We're coming from, we've had him for 10 years.
Yeah. So, well, I think I would put him in the, like being serious, I'd put him in the promising again because he's going to a team where there's probably four players you're going to give the ball to first before he gets the footy. So it's not like you're relying on him every play to
do
to
something
run, to run everything. Yeah, I don't think he's going to be bad. I think it's going to be like the year that Manly had Blake Green. It was kind of like a weird
fodder
rogue sighting we had, but he was actually all right.
I'm going to put him, for me, I put him as fodder. I think you can get another six that'll do the exact same job as what he can do, or what he's going to do for Manly. You don't have to, and he's spent a bit of money on him too. That's why I would say fodder for me.
Oh, it's not that much
money. I don't think he's promising because he's fucking 28 and like he's not going to get much better than what he's got.
His best years are in front of him as a half. Look at Cherry Evans, 34, just had his best season.
Cherry Evans also won a comp in his first year. Luke Brooks scored a try on debut. That's his only claim to fame. So, Reno, you're the deciding vote here, mate.
The Tiger supporter in me, after watching what he's done to the club for so many years, thinks he's a flop and wants him to be a flop because I don't want to see Manly do well. But as a neutral, it'd be promising, I guess.
Such a rogue pick.
They can't get worse. Like, I don't think he's going to make them worse. But I hope he does.
He could. He could very well make them worse.
From what I've had to experience,
he can make them worse.
The past 10 years or however long he's been there,
who's he had to pass to at the Tigers?
He had plenty of players.
Tedesco.
He's had fucking like probably.
Yeah, they were good when they had them.
He did win Dally M halfback of the year though.
They all left.
All right, we'll put him in promising. Okay,
Woodsy there with him at Manly.
You get your Manly one. Okay, now another one.
Woodsy at Manly. Oh fuck, that's another fucking flop from the past.
Playing reserve grade.
Yeah, I didn't put him in this list. I forgot completely about him
because he was there last year.
There last year.
All right, so another one, kind of a mid-carder, Kyle Flanagan to the Dragons.
Oh fuck, I forgot where he went.
Oh, the Dragons
with his dad.
Fodder easily.
That's fodder for me. Yeah, I think that's an easy one.
That they're going to try and turn him into a nine.
Like Peter Wallace style?
Lachlan Croker.
Like, when he was at the Roosters, I thought he was all right. Until
Robbo... Look who he had around him.
He was playing well, and then Robbo just goes, oh yeah, he's playing like shit. And then ever since then, he's been shit. Ever since his confidence got fucking... He just kind of...
Going to the Dragons isn't going to help that.
I think he played all right last year for the Bulldogs in reserve grade. I'm pretty sure he was like... playing hooker last year for the Bulldogs. That's why they're going to give him a crack at hooker.
But like
Dragons had...
Jacob Little.
Yeah,
Jacob Little
actually went all right.
Yeah, he played well last year for him.
Berkeley Vowell Jr.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's wild. Coaching.
Like, I feel like Flanagan was a good player before Trent Robinson destroyed him. Trent Robinson ruined Shane... Shane Flanagan, fucking...
The only thing that will fix him is going to England and playing in the Super League.
Like a Jackson Hastings kind of move.
Yeah.
Well, because he can kick goals.
Because he's only still, 20?
His goal kicking's really good.
Same as us.
Yeah.
He can kick goals well. Like, that's one thing that he brings to a team.
I think that's like
in the Dragons, I don't see him scoring many tries, so I don't think his goal kicking's going to matter.
There either.
No, I got Ben Hunt.
No, you mean Zach Lomax?
Oh, yeah.
Zach Lomax, Ben Hunt. Well, Ben Hunt, is he coming back out of... Is he out of hiding yet? Have they found him?
Yeah.
Has he shown up for training?
He was in the fucking Kiama blowhole trying to hide.
he was at Griffin's house.
He was at
Hook's house.
Okay, next one. RTS, Warriors. I think immediate impact.
Depends where he plays.
Centre.
He's playing the centre.
Yeah,
he's playing in the centres because they're playing...
Chance
and fullback still. Yeah, I think he's going to have an impact.
Yeah.
I think he'll have an impact on the
team. A bit undecided on this. We were talking about this the other day, weren't we?
I'd put him in the promising one again because...
On the fence bush.
Everyone that comes back from rugby takes a bit of time to get back in the swing of...
Were they a Dally M player that came back?
Or Benji.
When Lottie DeCure
came back. Yeah, he got me there.
Benji did, yeah.
Yeah, but he comes back...
Sonny Bill didn't miss a set.
Yeah, but he's like an all-time freak. Like, yeah, Benji's an all-time freak as well.
But yeah, I guess. But Benji was playing in halves.
And he's coming back to play in a position that he hasn't played
in rugby
forever.
League, yeah.
Mm. He played on the wing for the Roosters, didn't he?
Yeah, he played on the wing for the Roosters. I think he'll have an impact.
I still think immediate impact.
Who are their centres now?
Pompey
and... what?
That's how much I forget.
The issue with the Warriors is that Sean Johnson's injured... at the moment in the preseason, like if he's down, they've got no halves.
Yeah, they got Chanel Harris-Tavita back.
Yeah,
yeah, but he's He's a good good tackler. That's really all I can think about.
Yeah, but like who's the other half that played from last year? He played well.
Tamari Martin.
Metcalf was good last year. Metcalf was good. Metcalf was good. They have the they have the forwards to get him through till Johnson.
I think you are having a medium impact. He's a Dally M winning player. Playing in the centres. He played outside centre for when he was playing Union. It's not too much different to...
Did you see the thing that happened with the Warriors with the when they gave... Was it the Dragons that bought that Volkman?
Yeah.
And they bought him and he was injured and they didn't... Instead of doing any research on him, they bought him while he was injured and now the Warriors have to pay for his surgery.
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Like, the Dragons didn't do any... research into the
players is like
if you're scouting a player to buy, like a young player that's not played in NRL, you're going to check if they're healthy before you sign someone.
Yeah, well, it is the Dragons, Rito.
But
Dragons are laughing.
I guess the Warriors were just laughing. They just sold an injured halfback for good money.
They were laughing until they had to pay for his surgery.
Well, yeah, they got good money for him, and now they got to pay for the surgery because the Dragons had a whinge,
which is fair enough.
Yeah,
but they bought an injured player.
Yeah, but you buy damaged goods and you buy something from Bunnings and it's broken.
Yeah, but it's different. I don't know that I'm buying it from Bunnings it's going to be broken. They knew this player was injured and they bought him anyway.
That's a fucked up situation. I just think that's how stupid the Dragons are for not doing their research.
Like, that's on
them.
Talk
more about them next week, though.
Yeah.
They've got a pounding coming towards them.
They got a 15-minute segment. next one, Justin Olam to the Tigers. I'm going to put this as flop. Actually, no, I'm not. I'm going to put it as fodder due to the fact that the Storm is still playing a lot of his money for the next 2 years.
Yeah. I don't think... the most value I think you get from him is coming from a good system, like bringing experience. But
yeah,
I don't think he'll be playing as well as what he used to. He looks like he's on the downside of his career.
Yeah, when he came back from Madrid last year, defensively he looked very poor.
Ever since... He got hit by Olakau'atu. He was never the same. Ending careers out there.
All right,
meaning rhetoric.
Yeah, I just don't think he's not the same player he was a couple of years ago.
No. But
he's probably an improvement of what we have
He's
at
an
the
improvement
moment.
Of what we've got, so I'd just say...
Yeah.
That's why I say fodder.
I'd say...
Because what we have at the moment is flops, so he's fodder.
Well, we got rid of the biggest flop.
He's not promising. He's at the back end of his career. He's not going to have it. He's not going to be a game changer and he's on an immediate impact.
Did you see GIs?
Yeah, with Buller.
With Buller.
Yeah, I know.
That'd be good.
Promising signs. All right, next one. Herbie Farnsworth. Dolphins.
What's the one below game changer?
Immediate impact?
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll have an impact in the Dolphins for sure.
Yeah, probably one of the, top three centres last year?
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Wayne's got one more year.
Yeah, Wayne's last year is coaching.
Yeah, before he goes probably, to the, he's going to Graham and...
Or was
Crichton.
Season.
Yeah.
Probably,
yeah. Yeah, Herbie's a gun. I heard somewhere they wanted to play him in fullback, but I think that was just a dumb...
Who played
rumor.
Fullback for him last year?
Asako. They signed...
No, Asako was on the wing. The Hammer.
Oh, yeah. They've already signed like 7 halfbacks, the Dolphins. They don't need another half of a fullback. Yeah. They signed that...
They'll play Herbie and Avrilo in the centres. Yeah.
That's a pretty good centres pairing.
Ortezi New.
That's a pretty good centre pairing.
Knew they signed him as a fullback.
Yeah,
they signed Asako as a fullback. They signed the Hammer as a fullback. They signed about
all
fucking
the fullbacks
six
that come
fullbacks.
Out of Brisbane and come out overweight.
Mm. I don't think Tessie News made it the right stuff.
No
fullback.
He could be a good player. In
could be a good winger, but... like an old stocky one like Matt Utah.
Yeah,
but yeah, I agree. Herbie, immediate impact. Next one, Jack White and Rabbitohs.
Flop.
They're going to play him in the centres as well, aren't they?
Yeah. Flop.
How much is yours? How much money is he getting?
I've got a fucking...
Oh, he's making a
feeling.
Fucking lot of money.
I reckon he'll be good.
So you reckon promising?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm going to put it in fodder. Because I'm with Rito on flop.
I don't think they needed him.
No. I think it's a lot of money in a centre that they didn't really need. And who's their other centres they got at the moment?
Campbell Graham
and...
who was the other one?
Yeah.
He was a noble... Like, he wasn't that a big name, but like...
I'm trying to think
he
of his
did
name.
He does the job.
Tane Milne?
No, he that's, a winger. No he's a fucking flop. He like the most penalised player of all time, I reckon.
Below John Hoppawattie.
Like, he'd be a close second. I saw him got sent off in like reserve. He was getting sent off in reserve grade games, Milne.
Yeah, I'm trying to think who they had.
How do I tackles?
I think
it was a young player. I'm pretty sure he was...
I fucking forget.
I know. I don't mind Jack White in there. I feel like he'll have a bit of an improvement from last season because he's in a new area, a new scene. Mm-hmm. Out of Ricky's fun.
Ricky's fun house.
Ricky's funny house. Yeah. Well, there's not much going on down Ricky's funny house this year, is there?
No, not at all.
I can't forget who it was last year that they had in the centres.
No, I don't remember who it was, but he...
I can't remember either.
Richie Kenner?
No, Richie Kenner.
No, he was on the wing.
They had a bit of a rotation between their wingers and their centres.
Yeah, they kept
apart from Campbell
hurt.
Graham.
Campbell, yeah.
Campbell Graham was their standout. Like, he's a good centre for at Origin. Can he do it for an entire season?
I was listening to...
It's a different story.
The Magic Sponge podcast, the NRL physios one.
Yeah.
And he was saying that Campbell Graham at the end of last season got a bone...
Yeah, he was injured as
graft in his chest, and apparently they only do that of elderly people. So that's... He must have been in a pretty fucked up way if he needed that.
Yeah,
wasn't he good? Like, what did he
do? He's getting there in like a game.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully that doesn't affect him.
Look, Jack Wright Potter. Just because I think
he's on a lot of money. He's on a lot of money.
For a position that they didn't really need to spend the money on.
Yeah, they could have spent that elsewhere.
But, let's see, he probably... He could come out and have a game changer and score fucking 20 tries a year in the season, you know what I mean?
That's why I reckon he'll be a little bit closer to that.
Which edge is he going to be on?
Wixie's on the left.
Left, Wixie.
Wixie's or Ilias?
Wixie.
Yeah, well, he'll probably score a little.
Next one, Zach Hosking to the Raiders.
Fodder.
Yeah.
He's a good player, but Canberra is shit.
Yeah, I think
they've already got a lot of back rollers too.
Yeah.
Well, Harawira and Naira, I think he's gone, isn't he?
No,
he's still there.
Is he?
I think so.
I thought he was retiring.
Oh, yeah, because no, I don't think he... I think he was going to, but I think they've cleared him to play.
Here we go. I'll get it up now.
He was going to retire because he fucking got injured again.
I've got the losses and gains up on my phone.
Yeah, well...
But if he is, I guess...
He'll probably be playing a mix of lock and back row, I think.
Yeah.
Because he played a lot of lock coming through the grades, and he played in the halves as well, so...
Maybe they signed him as a half because they fucking need one.
They lost Whiten, Frawley, Croker, and Harley Smith Shields.
So they got no half.
Yeah, Fogarty,
and K.O. Weeks.
K.O. Weeks is a good player.
Who's the next one on the list? How do you think he'll go?
I think he's promising.
I think he's promising as well.
I really liked him early on in the season last year at Manly, but then he kind of kept getting chopped and changed between fullback and halfback and hooker, and it was just all over the shop.
Yeah, a bit of everything.
I think he'll be a good half because he puts his fucking body on the line when he tackles. He's not like one of those little bitch halves that just jumps out of the way all the time. So,
yeah.
I think he'll be good.
I haven't really watched him play.
He'll be in a shit team as well.
Yeah.
I thought he was a fullback.
I finally watched him because he played for Manly, obviously. But
I thought he was a fullback.
I think he can play both.
I think he's both. Same as the next person on the list, Dane Laurie to the Panthers.
He's a flop.
Yeah. Fighter, I think. I just don't.
He won't be playing.
I don't see him adding much.
No.
I think. They've bought him for the year after. I think he'll replace
Luai. So do I. Or Jed Cartwright will come up. Oh, Jed Cleary.
Cleary. I think he's still a couple of years away.
I think he's like 16.
He's only playing SG ball this year.
Yeah, so he's 17.
Laurie was terrible in the halves, Ross.
I didn't think he played that bad for the halves.
I think he played better in reserve grade.
After he got his contract sorted out, he played good after he was leaving.
Yeah.
Next one, Tom Flegler.
Immediate impact.
Yeah.
He'll have a big impact up there.
Probably they need another forward up. They need another big body.
One of the best forwards last year, I think, for the comp, really. Out of nowhere, the banana farmer.
Super coach look as well, because he gets more game time, probably starting.
Yeah, he will be
playing at least 55, 60 minutes a game.
Yeah, 100%. So the banana farmer goes into immediate impact.
Yep.
Next one, Dom Young to the Roosters. I'm going to say promising, because he did score the fucking... A lot of tries last year.
Yeah, I'd probably be leaning towards promising or even immediate impact because he'll be on the outside of it.
He's pretty much a quick replacement for Tupou.
Yeah. Is Tupou done?
I think Tupou's there, but he'll be replacing Tupou. I don't think Tupou.
Yeah, no, it'll be Suwali.
Suwali and, yeah.
Oh,
Suwali. Suwali will play center. Suwali.
Well, yeah, he can.
Suwali gone?
No, he's still there.
This is last year.
Oh, yeah.
They're trying to get him out of his deal.
I would put Dom Young, where do you reckon? Promising or immediate impact?
Promising, I think,
because I don't know about the Roosters.
Yeah.
The Roosters are all over the shop. They have like 20
They could come out and win the comp this year, you never know. But
yeah, or they could not make the eight.
Yeah, but I've said they're going to win the last 2 years, so I'm not taking them to win this
year. Yeah, I'm not doing that again.
Next one is Jack Cogger to the Knights.
Fodder.
I think he'll have...
I think he's promising.
I think he's promising because Tyson Gebel sucks.
Yeah. I know people.
Yeah, I just don't think Jack Cogg is going to be doing anything.
It's I think he'll do more than.
Like, I think he'll improve. He's an improvement on Gamble.
Gamble's annoying.
That's my thing.
It's going to be the Hastings and Ponga show up there.
Yeah, like I said to someone the other day, one head knock away.
The next one to the Broncos, Fletcher Baker.
He's promising.
The Broncos, but they've already got like a billion forwards.
Yeah, but they're all a bit older as well.
I'd say promising. And
during the origin period, he'll probably have a
during origin, he'll get more.
I think he'll probably be starting at the Broncos by the end of the season.
Yeah, because they lost Catewell too.
Yeah.
So.
The next one is Blake Taffy.
Fodder.
I hate to do this to you, Taffy, but it's gone fodder.
Yeah.
I don't think he's an improvement on Jake Everett.
I don't even think he'll be playing, really, because Crichton will be the fullback.
Well, I heard that he will be playing fullback.
I've heard he's been playing fullback too.
So then what's Crichton? A centre. So they're spending almost $1 million on a centre.
They already spent that on the Fox to play fullback. On Abbott, on the wing. They said they were signing him as a fullback and they play him on the wing.
No one was ever going to put the Fox at fullback. Why the fuck would you do that?
That's what they said.
That's what they did.
That's what they said.
Oh.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah.
I want to see him do well.
Same, but I just...
Yeah.
But I'd like, it's the same with Crichton. The team, like, the way that they're signing players just doesn't make sense.
Taft's an attacking player, and he's going to be behind a forward pack that will barely get over the 50-metre line.
They've signed Josh Curran. That's the only forward that they signed.
Yeah, they've got Josh Curran.
And then they signed seven utilities.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got...
Salmon, Taft, what's the bloke from Newcastle, Kurt Mann.
Kurt Mann. Didn't they sign Watson as well?
No, Connor Watson stayed at the Roosters. Still. Yeah. I don't know.
They've signed
a lot of... It makes no sense.
I still hope they fucking suck because I hate the Bulldogs.
Who they got? Like, they got Max King as front row. He was alright.
They lost Luke Thompson.
Yep. So...
They lost Fetala Mariner.
Fetala Mariner. Like,
do you want to hear their losses?
I don't know what's going on there.
He's gone to the Dragons.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
They were talking about him last night. Yeah.
Avarillo Dolphins, Pangai Jr. retired, who's coming back to the Broncos.
Oh, he's going to box.
That's the most... ridiculous.
I don't think it'll happen.
If it does, the Bulldogs need to be investigated because they've just wiped $800,000 off their salary cap and he's retired.
Yeah.
How many other clubs would want that to happen at their club? Oh, just fuck off, mate. Just go retire.
People have tried to get medical retirements and haven't even been able to do that.
No.
Josh Dugan.
So I think that's ridiculous. Kyle Flanagan to the Dragons, Paul Alamotti, Panthers, Thompson back to Wigan, Braden Burns, Declan Casey, Fatala Mariner, and Corey Waddell.
Fuck, they've awesome players.
They've got Bronson, Sherry, Crichton, Tracy, Blake Taft, Salmon, Curran, Hutchinson, Kurt Mann, Turpin, and some...
Hutchinson.
Yeah, they've signed zero forwards.
Like, one forward. I did hear
Phil Gould said apparently the forwards that are coming through in the under-20s now are guns, but you've got to be waiting at least 2 years for them to come through.
I don't know how many times I've heard that in West Tigers, so...
Yeah, I don't know.
That was a team that Jack Stringer was playing in, wasn't it?
Yeah. And then we've got one more left... Latu Fainu for the West Tigers.
I don't think he'll play, will he?
Yeah, I think he will.
You reckon?
You see,
supposedly Lachlan Galvin's going to be starting halfback.
He said the way that train for like if he's training and playing good enough, we'll play him.
It's going to be Latu and Lachlan Galvin.
Yeah, they're going to have him for fighting for positions, which is good. Like our club needs to be doing that.
Last year we had no halves. This year we've got too many halves.
We need to be having
competition.
Oh yeah, I forgot about him.
We've got three halves. They need to be in competition. Like, it's good for the two young ones, but they're going to be competing for spots.
Because they're pretty much fighting for a position next year.
Yeah. I reckon you put him probably in promising then.
Yeah.
Because you don't know anything more about him.
Yeah. Like, the way that he said it, he was like, I don't care how old you are, if you're playing football good enough, you're old enough to play rugby league.
It's pretty
It doesn't mean he'll light the NRL on fire. No, but it just means it's the best years they've got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no one thought Buller was going to do that last year.
No, he was a freak.
Mm.
Yeah.
So.
No, I like that.
We had no game changers and no flops. So we really had immediate impacts, promisings, or fodder.
Well, that's kind of what this season's been like anyway. Like,
yeah.
There hasn't been that many big.
We can revisit this at the midway point of the season and see how it shapes up.
Well, we spoke about the end of last year. Like, not much happened at all in the transfer market, really, after the season. Like, other than Luai, but that's...
Well, yeah, you got bigger ones next year. You got Luai.
Already.
Like, coming... Yeah, like, that's for next year's that are already confirmed.
There's probably more bigger re-signings than...
Yeah.
Transfers, like...
Players re-signing on deals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Broncos are going to re-sign Mam.
Yeah,
as well.
I saw that.
Which is good for them because he could have gone anywhere and got a Mozza.
Who have they got to replace Reynolds next year after he, or this year after he breaks
his leg?
They've
probably got a half coming through. Reynolds is pretty good at developing.
He doesn't have long left, surely.
Well, he fucking got injured at training the other day as well.
Yeah. Reynolds is always getting his ankle. He's always getting injured, but.
He's always been injury prone. But yeah.
Anyway, we got much left.
You got a bounce day off. No, yeah, so pretty much first week back. We'll be back every week again from Wednesdays.
Yes, I won't be here next week.
Rita's on here next week, so. Right.
And if I go away for work, I won't be here the week after.
All right, well, we'll just be back.
Me and Corey.
I'll let you know. I might be out bush. Might be out Dubbo.
Yeah.
You can call Dubbo, yes.
You can call in with Luke out west.
Yeah, I'll call in. I'll video chat.
We'll do a FaceTime if you are.
We'll do it over Skype or Viber.
Skype?
We'll do it over Viber.
Viber. Can you even download that anymore?
Don't think so. I hope not. Jesus. Yeah. All right, but. Gotta go.
Gotta go.
Bye. All right, see you next week.
Got a blast. Bye.